This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Let's consider another question in our devotional study of Isaiah 52 through 53. Are there any warnings to heed? The one that immediately jumps out at me as I reflect on these verses is found in chapter 53, verse 6. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Going astray by doing things our own way is what this verse calls iniquity. Throughout these verses in Isaiah, he uses a number of different terms to describe our going astray. Iniquity is mentioned 3 times and transgression 4 times. It also refers to the wicked and the sin of many. In addition, he refers to those who despise and reject Jesus. All of these are a reflection of our infirmities, and they lead to our sorrows. These actions and expressions are a part of our going astray by doing things our own way. And Jesus took all of these actions and expressions upon himself and suffered and died so that we could be forgiven. This punishment he endured for us brings peace and healing. It's hard for us to comprehend what agony and pain Jesus suffered, all because we went astray by doing things our own way. The warning we need to heed is the danger of going astray, and the trigger we need to guard that causes us to go astray is our natural tendency to do things our own way. Whenever we face choices, we need to ask ourselves, is this what I want to do, or is it what God would have me do? Let the Bible be your guide.